Measure Up Podcast Episode 6, starting the year on the right KPI foot. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the performance measure specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organizational business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about starting the year on the right KPI foot, our feature article is 7 KPI New Year's Resolutions. We'll help Measure Up subscriber Ruth answer her question about how do you convince busy managers that they need to spend time developing the right measures. And we'll wrap up with a quick tip for how to build momentum and engagement by starting with a pilot KPI project. I reckon New Year's resolutions are quite effective because there's some kind of energy around a new year, like you really do get a clean slate to start afresh on those few things that have been a challenge to master or really difficult to embed into your way of life. But you won't make much progress if all you do is publicly declare your resolution in a champagne-induced stupor at your New Year's Eve party. The first step to achieving anything is to write it down, clearly in everyday language and with words that are rich in sensory description. My resolutions for 2011 are these. Resolution number one is to practice yoga at least 3 times per week, building from at least 20 minutes up to the full 90-minute practice. I practice Ashtanga or power yoga, and the idea is to balance both my strength and flexibility and to really undo the nastiness that comes of hours sitting at the computer almost every day. But I've sadly lacked the discipline so far to make Ashtanga yoga my routine, but it's a very valuable thing to add to my life. My second resolution is to have regular time each day to dig in my garden and to renovate my home. We have a 100-year-old Queenslander house that we relocated to the top of a hill on 15 acres of bushland a few years ago, and I desperately want to finish renovating it just so I can enjoy it. I've got visions of a new bathroom with a deep clawfoot bathtub to soak in and an organic vegetable garden that I can wander through each afternoon and pluck tomatoes and leeks and green beans for my dinner. Now, my third resolution is to take myself less seriously and just get on with it. I have a tendency to worry a lot about what people think of me and my stuff, and it gets in the way of, you know, enjoying what I do and just letting go and doing my best in any given moment. You probably find this too, actually, that when you do just let go of expectations, you know, your expectations and the expectations of other people, things just flow more easily and you often do your best work when you're in that zone. Now, for me, 3 resolutions are plenty. If you have any more than that, you're far less likely to achieve them well. So I feel sufficiently motivated to start this new year with my attention on what matters most right now. Now, if New Year's resolutions motivate you too, then it could be a good idea to pick up on that energy and choose a resolution or two to make some progress in 2011 with KPIs and performance measurement. And, of course, I've got some ideas for you in this episode's feature article, 7 KPI New Year's Resolutions. Now, you can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Well, call me kitsch, but I can't help myself. It's the start of another fresh, unadulterated new year that's pregnant with the promise that things can and will be better this time. And so I offer to you these potential KPI resolutions for the new year ahead. May you be motivated and sufficiently focused to truly make a real difference with performance measurement this year beyond your wildest dreams. KPI resolution number 1 is toss those time-wasting measures. This is a version of the spring clean. You could review all your existing KPIs. If inclined, you could stock take them all and then use a set of criteria to cull those that aren't worth the pie charts they're plotted on. KPI resolution number 2 is challenge at least one weasel word every day. The first person each day who utters a vague and meaning-devoid word, like efficient, effective, sustainable, engaged, transparent, accountable, reliable, quality, enhanced, or best practice, ask them what they really mean specifically. If you can't pin it down into the real world, you can't measure it. And frustratingly, most goals and objectives and strategy are filled with weasel words, rendering them immeasurable. KPI resolution number 3 is invest in learning how to develop KPIs, not searching for them off the shelf. The fast food or quick and dirty approach to finding KPIs, by searching for them in a list or database somewhere, is one of the big reasons why most organizations' KPIs suck. There's no buy-in, no link to strategy, no resultant performance improvement. Instead, learn how to design and choose your measures by starting with a better understanding of the goals you're trying to measure and designing the right measures for those specific results. KPI resolution number 4 is make performance measurement part of everybody's job, not additional to the job. Turning up to work means we're responsible for specific results. If we're responsible for results, we're responsible for achieving them. If we're responsible for achieving results, we have to measure them to know. And because standing still means going backward, we're also responsible for improving results too, and seeing these improvements in our measures. Monitoring the performance of our work should be a responsibility in everyone's role description. KPI resolution number 5 is make time to measure performance. Don't wait until you have spare time to do performance measurement. It won't happen. Measurement is fundamentally important to business or organizational success and actually has a higher priority than a lot of what's eating up your colleagues and your time. Stop doing something less important than measuring performance. KPI resolution number 6, read Understanding Variation by Donald Wheeler. It's one of my all-time favorite books for performance measurement, and it will have a revolutionary impact on how you present and interpret your performance data. The idea is to learn how to see the real signals in your performance measures and stop knee-jerk reacting to differences between this month and last month, or this month and the same month last year. This book rocks. KPI resolution number 7, create 2 successful KPI case studies. Apply a straightforward performance measurement process to select, implement, and use a KPI to get a real improvement in performance that supports the current strategic direction of your organizational business. Write up the experience as a case study, then do it again to improve another area of performance, and share these case studies with anyone you want to influence to take measurement more seriously. Show them that measuring what matters works. Now, if you want to take action on these ideas, focus, focus, focus. Just one KPI New Year's resolution can make a big difference in how you measure what matters this year. Pick one from the list, or let the list inspire your own, but set yourself a goal and get stuck into achieving it. No more waiting for the perfect opportunity or perfect time. It's now. And speaking of time, let's go back to KPI resolution number 5, make time to measure performance. Because one of the top challenges people have to making headway with measuring performance is that they can't get the support of their managers or leaders to give time to it. And that's the topic of this episode's question, which comes from Ruth. And she asks, how do you convince busy managers that they should spend time developing the right measures? Well, firstly, find out what's keeping them so busy. That would be a great place to start. How much of what they're doing is contributing to organizational success, you know, contributing to helping their staff improve performance so that strategic and operational goals can be achieved? How much of what's keeping them busy isn't contributing to organizational success? You know, how much of what they're doing would you be able to classify as rework or waiting or chasing problems or micromanaging or even just reacting to customer complaints? And how do they know how much time they're giving to executing strategy versus other distractions, or the time that they're giving to the whirlwind, as the Franklin Covey Institute puts it? Are they struggling to get staff to understand the strategy and execute it? That can be a big challenge that managers face as well, is being able to clearly communicate what matters most to their staff, to get their staff to really understand what that means and how that impacts on the actions and choices that staff will make in their everyday work. Now, don't make asking these questions like an interrogation of your managers, but definitely you want to plant the seeds in their mind about how effective they're really being with their time and how much they're enjoying the impact they're having in the organization. Get them to reflect on why they're busy and what they're busy doing. Now, problems like these can be solved by deciding on a few meaningful measures that make what matters really crystal clear, measures that keep everyone's attention on what matters, and measures that give the feedback regularly enough to be sure we're always doing the best possible thing to achieve our goals. So the bottom line is to link the role of measures to how they can help surmount the challenges that managers typically have. So start by finding out what challenges your managers are having before you start talking about the benefit of measures. Now, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me at measureup@stacybarr.com. And when you do get to the point where your manager is curious about how measures can help them manage better, take care, because you don't want to jump straight in, hook, line and sinker, too early. You want to take it gently and make sure that the first experience of measurement that you give those managers is a successful one. So our quick tip for this episode is about how to build momentum and engagement by starting with a pilot KPI project. Now, the idea with a pilot is to start small, move quickly, and go all the way through to where the rubber hits the road with KPIs or measures, which is performance improvement. So I've got a few steps for you here. Step one, pick just one goal, one business process outcome, or one customer service priority. For example, you know, pick reducing administrative costs or reducing rework or reducing cycle time, that kind of thing. Step two, develop just one or two performance measures to monitor this goal or process outcome. Step three, get the data for those couple of measures, start reporting those measures, and look for signals to interpret what's really going on. Step four is find the causes of current performance shortfalls in your measures. Step five is choose an improvement project to deal with the biggest of these causes and implement it right away. And finally, step six is look back at your measure to check if your improvement project worked. Now, it is really important to keep it simple and focused and fast. Get a successful measurement run on the board quickly to prove the value and then grow from there. And successful means that you have put the measure to use to make performance improve. Nothing short of that. Now, these six steps are a summary of 12 detailed implementation steps in a great tool that I have that can guide you through a successful performance measurement implementation, and it's called Getting Started with Performance Measures. It's a how-to kit because it consists of clear steps, lots of examples, a template workbook to follow, very simple instructions, so you can get started quickly and easily and be guided the whole way. And you can get the details about this how-to kit at www.gettingstartedwithperformancemeasures.com. That's gettingstartedwithperformancemeasures.com. Well, here we are at the end of another episode, and thank you again for joining me. You can download these podcasts and also read the feature articles at measureupblog.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.